Jason Cairns on the line as we get rolling. The best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Not just any old day, because letters to the beloved arrived in the mail yesterday. That puppy's a big book, huh?
It's a monster. You know, I knew it was long from the number of words, but what I did is I ordered a proof copy of it so I could kind of see what it looks like. I think sometimes seeing the layout is a little better in that way, and I actually put it on my kitchen scale, and it's over 3 pounds. Mm. So it's a pretty massive book.
I talked on Facebook about how thick it looked, and you're like, yeah, and that's after I cut, what, 50,000 words?
Yeah. Yeah, so it currently is at, I think it was at 310,000 words or something like that, and it's, I guess, 40,000 words. It's at 270 right now.
So it's like you call it a devotional commentary of the New Testament.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's the best way. You know, everybody's like, well, what is this project? And, you know, I wrote through it as though God were telling me directly as his beloved child about what was going on in each of the verses of the New Testament. And so it's not a translation. It's not a paraphrase. You know,
yeah.
In the introduction, I describe it as a devotional commentary by a non-theologian.
It's a far cry from Neil Donald Walsh, who's just kind of randomly saying, I think God is talking to me, and he writes a book. This is, you're starting with the scriptures, and as you work through it, understanding it in kind of a way like Larry Crabb's 66 Love Letters, where, you know, this imagined conversation through each book of the Bible, so...
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I consulted commentaries, and I wrestled through different atlases and so forth to really try and immerse myself in the story.
All right. So we're going to start to unpack the audio. People can access this at jasoncairns.com or on your Facebook page. But we'll start with the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5. Let's give this a listen and comment. Here we go.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. My son's kingdom is upside down. Worldly powers and dynamic leaders want you to believe you can only become successful by acquisition, control, and looking out for yourself. Not so. Those who possess a humble, gentle spirit are the people of real influence. When you engage others with gentleness, you make them feel loved and welcomed, and what an inheritance that is.
Mm-hmm. There we go. That's just kind of the initial beatitude. But talk to me about that.
I think that gives it it starts to give it a flavor of what we're looking for, you know. And so I open there with the blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, which is directly from the ESV translation, you know. But I think it points us to the idea of we're not seeking after power, right? I mean, we're seeking the way of downward mobility. You know, we're called to be servants. And, you know, I wrote that in there, those who possess a humble, gentle spirit are the people of real influence. And, you know, the world tells us that that's not how it is. And yet Jesus says, hey, I want you to be humble. I want you to be gentle. And that's what's going to have eternal consequence. And so for me, it's a good reminder to seek to be gentle with the people in my life.
And the word meek, I look up the word meek, quiet, gentle, and it says, easily imposed on, submissive. So it seems like meek doesn't have a whole lot of respect.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, I think it communicates weakness.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interestingly, I think, a weakness that has eternal strength associated with it. And that's good for us to recognize.
Mm-hmm. One more thing I think to hit on and again, tomorrow's clip will be 51 seconds. That was 27, so they vary in length, and maybe some days we'll do a couple as we work our way. But, I mean, I think, as you say, downward mobility, that makes sense. Philippians 2:5, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. His was downward. For Jesus followers, I've said for more than a decade now, following Jesus not on a level plane, he's calling you down every single day. I guarantee he's calling us to deeper humility and brokenness today. He just is, because he went from the highest high to the lowest low. But let me brave and say to you, then what happens when the way of the master collides with the way of the world and political power? And we can get so focused on, you know, gaining political power and our side, if our side's in charge and we get our laws, it's going to be awesome. Is there conflict there?
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's a conflict of kingdoms. And we, I think, sometimes forget that we are first and foremost citizens of the kingdom of God. And when we seek worldly power, we are not operating according to the methods of God's kingdom.
It's interesting because Chuck Colson wrote Kingdoms in Conflict and, you know, identifying these very things. And yet you can still be a big, subscriber to Colson and what he taught and yet still fall for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of people do.
Mm-hmm. All right, more tomorrow from the Beatitudes from Letters to the Beloved. Congratulations.
Sounds awesome. Thanks.
All right, he's got the proof copy. And so that's exciting, huh? Yeah, it is. Jeremy Camp, WWIB on the WIB Wake Up Show, 62 degrees this morning. Great to have you aboard. You know, Jeremy was going to be at One Fest last year. It didn't happen. And so we miss him. But, hey, we get artists this year like Danny Gokey, Ren Collective, Micah Tyler, Blanca, Seventh Time Down, Hannah Kerr, Jason Gray, and I Am They. It all starts a week from tomorrow. Are you kidding me? That's right. And why not warm up for it with great music tonight? Jesse Hamble and the Bold Commoners. That's 6 until 7 tonight here at WWIB. I don't know. Susan, are you going to be singing with them tonight?
Possibly, okay. Probably.
Wow.
And then usually I'm asked to leave after that. But that's okay. It's worth it for my 30 seconds in the sun.
There you go. On the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And we have my feel old birthday of the day is Football Hall of Famer John Stallworth. He's 69, played 14 seasons for Pittsburgh. During the 70s when I grew up, the Packers were nowhere near as good as they've been the last 30 years.
You're right.
You remember that.
Of course I do.
And so I remember
my mom sobbing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was rough. But I had a Pittsburgh Steelers dress shirt, in fact. It had Pittsburgh Steeler helmets all over it. Because I'm like, I like the Packers, but I mean, this team wins. So anyhow,
are they
going
to have to change their name once people who steal get all upset?
Mm. I don't think so.
Oh, wait, no, it's the Steelers.
There's two
the
E's.
The steel workers.
Yeah, there's
okay,
two E's.
Never mind.
Make it three E's.
All right, where are my introverts at? You know, a lot of people, extroverts, are like, parking lot picnic, yeah, where do I sign up? Believe it or not, I am right on the margin with introversion, which means I energize by being alone. I know there's a lot of introverts out there, they're like, parking lot picnic, huh, people. So I'm going to give you a little guide to the parking lot picnic.
You can just come stand by me and neither one of us will talk and we'll have a great time.
Right. So the food trucks are facing the service road. So if you want, you don't even have to enter the picnic. You can pull over to the shoulder and you can order at the food trucks. If you want, you may saunter in. There will be music playing. There will be people there. And you can make eye contact. People will love to see you. I would advise you come over to the WWIB booth because we will always be happy to see you. We will love you.
We have prizes.
We have prizes.
Chance to get into One Fest. Two full event passes given away today.
Yep. The biggest challenge you have is just getting there because you know introverts like I know. If you can get there, you know it's going to be amazing and it's going to be fun. So meet me, introverts, and I think you're going to have a really good time.
That's a good word because, again, I this is the thing, too. I also am very much an introvert, and yet at events like this, I truly enjoy our WIB family.
Yeah.
I enjoy being able to talk with you and folks. You have no idea how much of an encouragement it is. Like when we met Julia at the fair.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, we listen together day after day.
Yes.
You have no idea how much that buoys, at least for me, my spirit to be like, wow, people actually see some value in what we do each day.
Right.
Like, and hopefully we can give that in return to you too. So if you are kind of on that introvert side, I mean, extroverts, we know you're going to be here and we are grateful for you.
And we love you.
We need you to keep the world spinning. But for the introverts, like, come and enjoy it too.
Yeah.
And sometimes.
Just for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Just tell yourself, I'll be there for 5 minutes and I bet you'll stay longer.
Probably.
And just contribute, you know, a dollar, a couple dollars in the tip jar, 50. Thousands, whatever.
Introverts eat, right? And they like ice cream.
Yeah.
And so Dogs are going to be here.
Yeah,
and you can
Olsen's.
Get your Davis Dogs to go. You can provide supper for your family and just order a bunch of Davis Dogs. And
introverts have kids who like bouncy houses.
That's
right.
Bring
inflatables from Rock and Roll to Go Plus. Mm-hmm. And this is the thing, too. that sometimes you learn as an introvert parent is that sometimes your kids are completely unlike you. And so
Cooper.
Yeah. Cooper would be the one that is raring to go. And Lord willing, all three of my kids will be able to stop by today. But last time he and I stopped by the parking lot picnic and he was just feeling kind of under the weather too and didn't have the energy.
Right.
So we got some food, but kind of got it to go. But he was very longingly looking at those inflatables, but just didn't, you know. Today, I think, is going to be different.
We're looking for a bounce-back day from Cooper today.
Literally.
Right.
For sure.
Well, and speaking of bounce, so we were at the fair. Rock and Roll to Go Plus was there with the inflatables, charging money for kids to go on these inflatables.
As you would at the fair,
And here, they're free.
Yeah. They're free.
Well, how would you like to get paid to eat tacos? It's your chance. McCormick is hiring a director of taco relations. They will pay you $100,000.
That's not a typo or a misprint that we're reading there.
Everybody's ears just perked up.
Six figures to eat tacos.
Right.
What do you got to do?
You know, they're not very clear. They just they say that they'll work with their branding team. They'll develop recipes. They'll travel across the country to dish out about taco trends. And they'll also visit McCormick's global headquarters to take a taco immersion course and help the company develop engaging social media content. Sorry, guys, it's only a part-time role, so you have to be available 20 hours a week for four months for $100,000.
This is not a full year job. This is not even a full-time job. You have to work up to 20 hours a week. And you have to be available for 4 months, and they'll pay you $100,000.
Yes.
And eating tacos and posting on social media are big parts of the job.
Right. And McCormick's director of taco relations will ultimately honor and support the millions of Americans that rely on our taco seasoning every day while keeping McCormick at the forefront of the tacos of tomorrow.
Mm.
Wow.
That I believe they also give you pretty much a lifetime supply of McCormick taco seasoning, so are also your set.
I use McCormick.
It's very good.
I love it. Yeah, it's delicious. So I think that would be a really good part-time job for somebody, and you apply online. I think it's McCormick.com. You guys going to do it?
Something to talk about, at least.
Taco about, yes. Caleb for the win.
Davis Dog's going to be here all 8 hours, 11 to 7, and Caleb, they got quite the menu.
Yeah, so not only do we have Olson's ice cream here with a dozen different flavors of that handmade artisan-crafted ice cream, we have Davis Dog's, and let me just run down here the menu for you for Davis Dogs so you can hear how many different options they have. There's the Chippewa Valley Dog. And again, some of these that you might not be as familiar with. Now, that's a specialty bacon-wrapped barbecue sauce, pepper jack cheese, onion crisps, apple slices, Silver Spring Applewood smoked horseradish. So again, very unique flavor combo for that one. They've got the Chicago Dog, that classic dog with mustard, sweet relish, onions, pickle spear, tomato wedges, a dash of celery salt. The Chili Cheese Dog, y'all know what that is. Great. The Coney Island Dog. The Reuben Dog with Kraut Swiss cheese and Thousand Island. The Hot Diggity Dog that has jalapenos, pepper jack cheese,
so
and
fun.
Cream cheese. With it.
Oh, wow.
The Philly Dog, peppers, onions, nacho cheese, and some Tabasco on that one, too. Again, all these Davis Dogs food truck going to be here today. A New York Street Dog. You don't have to go to New York for that, just like you're on the streets. A Nacho Dog, a Taco Dog. Here's the Ripper Dog. That one has red jalapenos and special hot red relish on there. You can get a plain hot dog as well. You can get a corn dog. You can get a bacon-wrapped splitter. That's bacon-wrapped and deep-fried.
What?
You can get a bacon cheddar ranch dog, bacon wrapped cheddar cheese ranch dressing, a blue bacon dog, again, the blue cheese dressing, a bacon wrapped brat. You can get a regular brat, a regular Italian sausage. And then here's one that I hadn't heard of before, the Fat Bob. And this is bacon wrapped. This is bacon wrapped meat sauce, onions and peppers, nacho cheese, and onion crisps. That's the Fat Bob, and it sounds phenomenal. And then here's one that might be the strangest name of all of the Davis Dogs
Let's
dogs.
Let's hear it.
But I tried this last year, and it was amazing. It's called the Nutty Skunk. And that's because Alex Skunk, that's his last name, so it's named after him. It is a bacon-wrapped hot dog, extra, and all of these are quarter-pound hot dogs, by the way.
Oh, wow.
A bacon-wrapped hot dog with extra crunchy peanut butter, jam, and apple slices.
How was it?
It was phenomenal, and I would not have tried it just because I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. But our friend Troy bought me one, and he's like, let's try these together. It was fantastic.
Wow.
I never, ever would have thought that would work with a hot dog. It truly did. I'm not lying at all. It was fantastic.
Bring the family, feed them all, and I just am so tempted to go up there to the counter, what must be a massive truck, and just say, I want one of everything.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm hearing is passion, passion. Uh-huh. These guys must have passion if they're coming up with all these cool combinations. And these are the ones that made it of all their testing.
I know,
so they must be delicious.
Fantastic.
They may also be adding some Ellsworth cheese curds to the mix, too. I know they've been testing them out at some different events. So that may be hitting the menu along with fries and such as well.
There you go.
Can't go wrong with that. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Great to have you aboard this morning. And before we get you back to tunes, Mike Donahue coming up, his latest unwritten rules that everyone should know and follow. Let's go ahead.
Yes. And so you can say, why? Is there a rule written down? Well, now we're telling you, guys. This is how to have really good etiquette and be a great citizen.
Start us off.
Don't watch loud videos on your phone at a restaurant. Use earbuds.
Mm-hmm. Unwritten rules everyone should know and follow here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Don't talk to someone on speakerphone while in public. I believe there was even a pet peeve song written about that.
We will have that for you next Wednesday.
That's right.
If you borrow something, give it back in the same condition.
Or better. Mm-hmm. Like if you borrow my car, it's always nice if you wash it and fill it up with gas.
That is nice.
Jacoby children. If I show you a picture on my phone, do not go swiping sideways. You will be horrified. So yeah, just look at the picture on the phone. Don't put your hands on the screen and swipe to look at more pictures. It's private.
Unwritten rules everyone should know and follow. If someone is giving you a ride, you should be ready at the door before they get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not still in bed sleeping before you get picked up for wrestling. Well, also, if someone is wearing headphones, they are clearly keeping to themselves, so leave them alone.
Yes. And finally, unwritten rules everyone should know and follow. Always give a wave of thank you when someone lets you in while driving in traffic.
Yes.
That's always
thoughtful.
It's one
of those nice things, too, or when someone waves you across.
And
they let your family cross, give them a little wave, too. Love it.
But that reference actually brings up a future pet peeve possibility, because driving along on Hastings Way at 50 or a little faster, and then all of a sudden someone waits and you're getting fairly close and they think, I think there's time for me to cut across. You ever get that? I mean, I'm just like,
poor
wow.
Yeah.
All right. Mike Donahue, what did he say?
A great tweet from Mike recently. He says this: sometimes when I'm feeling low, I roll through my contacts and remind my friends of why I love them. A quick text, a call, whatever. He says, strangely, it seems that complimenting others can often pull me out of a depressed heart space. I fully recommend it. It's on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page right now.
WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We're all excited about the parking lot picnic going on today. It's our second of four this summer, and usually we have a nonprofit that benefits, and today all the tips and donations benefiting Hope Gospel, the Renewal Center for Women and Children, and online the Executive Director, Sandy Polzine. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Mark.
You guys worked for a long time to get this Renewal Center going, and it's wonderful. I remember covering the opening of it. We've had a couple of years. We've covered you guys kicking off the Change for Kids event that's coming up again August 10th. But give us an update on what's going on with the center and what's the center that's going to benefit from the tips and donations today.
Well, we're so excited to be able to be in a position where the community can come out and learn a little bit more about what's going on at Hope Gospel Mission. And so we're honored to be chosen today, and we continue to serve our precious women with children that come through the door, or these precious women that may not have custody of their children because of a situation that might have happened to them or they might have gotten themselves into, and they come broken and sad and angry and hopeless. And we are intentional about walking alongside of these women with children and the women in both of the facilities that we have for females. And it's beautiful to watch them, because they come in not knowing how they could even see, you know, hope or the end of the tunnel or progress or anything. And we walk alongside of them, and it's beautiful to watch their countenance begin to shift after week one and week two and month one and month two and 6 months later. And all of a sudden, within that year, they're giving a testimony to someone else that might be walking through the door, or they might be given a testimony to a tour that comes through that wants to learn more. And it's, Mark, it's just so amazing to watch the transformation. It's just amazing. So we're so grateful. And then, of course, on the flip side of that, we help our men that come through the door with the same situations that they might be going through. So we're honored that we get to be part of our community. We're becoming very well known in Western Wisconsin and in the state. And we're blessed to have other people in the nation come and tour Hope Gospel so they can see how they could put a program like this in their region and their area.
Sandy, could I ask you real quickly here on the Wib Wake Up Show with Sandy Polzine, Executive Director of Hope Gospel Mission, the Hope Renewal Center for Women and Children, the beneficiary of our parking lot picnic today from 11 to 7. What sparked the need for this Hope Renewal Center originally? Because I believe there's kind of a story behind that where you had people coming to you, mothers specifically with children, and didn't have a place for them, and that sparked the vision for this entire project.
It did. You're going to make me cry, Caleb, because it was so hard when these precious women with kids would come to the door, or they would have a little baby on their hip, and we had nowhere for the kids to go. And when you have to turn somebody away at your door because we don't have somebody, have a spot, have someone in place to care for the children, or have a building that's actually workable and beautiful and amazing for these babies to go to, it's really heartbreaking. And we did have a very difficult time emotionally turning away these moms with these kiddos. And we wanted to be part of the solution for the women that would come to our building, that we wouldn't have to say, I'm sorry, you have to get them with grandma, aunt, foster care, someone in order to come through our program. And it really broke us. And so we just prayed and prayed and asked the Lord to show us what that solution would be. And we just knew we had to create a campaign to get women with children in a safe, healthy, holistic, God-filled facility to teach them who God created them to be. And so we could teach them to show their children that same beautiful message.
Well, Sandy, we love teaming with you, whether it's Hope Gospel or today, the Renewal Center. I'm sure we'll be continuing to promote the event, obviously coming up August 10th, but today, 11 to 7. Are we going to see you here for Davis Dogs, Little Olson's Ice Cream?
You are. You're going to see me right at the beginning and throughout the day and right at the end. I think I'm doing interviews from 3 to 5.
Very good.
There we go. We'll talk to you then.
Wonderful. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
All right. Thank you, Sandy. Appreciate that.